You're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Tam joined by Southwestern University head softball coach Angela Frobase. The Pirates 23-16 on the year, 12-4 in SCAC play. Coach, congratulations on a great regular season, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Coach, as I mentioned, you guys entered the SCAC tournament with a record of 23-16, 12-4 in SCAC play, earning the number 2 seed out of the Western Division, winners of 5 of your last 8 games. Just talk about where this team is as you guys head into the SCAC championships.
We're very excited to be entering into the tournament. We always have a good time when we go play at the championships, and with having our first senior class, we're pretty pumped to go see what we can do this weekend.
Coach, as I mentioned, 23 wins. Now your third straight season of at least 23 or more wins, one of only 2 current SCAC schools that can make that claim, yourself and Birmingham Southern being the other one. Just talk about how you've been able to build this program now in your fourth year there at Southwestern and have had so much initial success early on in your years there at, in Georgetown.
I don't think it's anything I've done. I think it's the players really giving me everything that they have, working hard through everything that we ask. They bought into the program, and once they had that first year of success, they want to see it grow even more than that. And so I think they've done a great job of taking charge and just keep pushing the limits to see how far they can go.
Coach, you guys entered the SCAC tournament coming off somewhat of a tough weekend, dropping 3 of 4 there at Trinity and really what were some really close softball games. But even with the disappointment, what do you think your team took away from that weekend, and what did you guys learn heading into the championships?
I think we took a lot. I mean, you have to give Trinity credit. They played a great weekend. They hit well, and they made big plays. And I think it reminded us that even though we hit the ball hard, we've got to find the holes, and we've got to execute with runners on. And I think it was a good wake-up call for us that we've got to play our best on every single inning, and we can't let up. And so I think it was it's hard to say it was a great weekend for us, but I think there are some great things that can come out of it. And I think we can make a turning point and move forward and see what we can do this weekend.
Can you listen to the SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition? We're joined today by Southwestern University head softball coach Angela Frobase. And, Coach, you bring with you to Jackson, Tennessee, a team that carries a team ERA of 1.99, a league high, 218 strikeouts from your staff. Just talk about the ability of this pitching staff to maybe carry a team even if you might be struggling at the plate some, and the importance of having a strong pitching staff in a tournament environment like you're entering this weekend.
I think it's very important having that, the main two that have been giving us a lot of innings with Lindsay and KP, they're both seniors. They've both been there for 3 years, and they've both played incredibly vital roles for us in the past. So I think their experience is going to be great. They've been in every kind of situation they can be in the championship play. And then, of course, our freshman, that's coming with us has gotten some valuable experience and have learned a lot from those two as well. So I think it is incredibly important to have some experience going in, and I think they're going to do a great job of stepping up for us and continuing to lead the way.
Coach, talk a little bit about this senior class. I mean, there are 5 seniors on this team that you guys will travel with, and obviously I know it's a really special group for you, your first full recruiting class, your first true senior class that's been through every single thing you could imagine with this program. Just talk about the emotions of them heading into their final SCAC tournament and what they've meant to this program.
I mean, they mean everything because they took a chance by coming here when there was nothing. They had to go off of my word and trusting that we could be successful. And we honestly aren't thinking about that. We have a banquet coming up, not this week, so we will get to have all those emotions in the future. And so we've kind of held off on those emotions because our goal is to keep playing and not just end this weekend. So, they're an amazing group of seniors. They're incredible people, and they're not just good athletes. They're also amazing students as well, and I think they're just great. They've been great people for Southwestern, and so that part of it, I think not just the softball program, but the school's going to miss them as well. And, it's hard because their GPAs are so incredibly high, but so are their batting averages, and they've done just amazing jobs for us. So it's going to be emotional in the future, but we're not allowing ourselves to think about that right now.
Coach, just in your fourth year as a softball program, but you've already had lots of success at the SCAC softball tournament. You've won at least 1 game in your previous 3 years, 2 over the past 2 years, including the SCAC tournament title back in 2010. With all the success and experience that this team has had, how will that help you guys as you move forward into this weekend?
I think it's going to be important. I know one of the most important games we ever played, I think, was against Rhodes when we had to go 11 innings or more. I don't quite remember the total numbers, but I think we've been in every situation where we had to come back from behind. We've had the lead and hang on. I mean, we've been in every kind of situation you can be in. And so I think our kids are, you know, they've talked about that. So they do know what we're going into. They do know every game is going to be critical. And you know, last year we got the fortunate pleasure of playing four games in a day. So they also know how tiring it can be as well and how they've got to mentally prepare in case circumstances happen to be to where we have to play more than the normal amount of games in a day. They're also prepared for that as well.
And finally, Coach, as we look forward to your first matchup this weekend against Rhodes, who earned the number 3 seed coming out of the Eastern Division, you guys are 1-1 all-time against the Lynx in SCAC tournament play. Rhodes obviously qualifying for the tournament this past weekend, so they're coming off some success and some momentum heading into this weekend. What does your team need to do to get off to a fast start, the importance of getting off to a fast start in the SCAC tournament and to make a run deep in this championships as you'd like?
Well, we know Rhodes is a great ball club. Everybody going to this tournament has done a great job to get themselves there, and everyone's had to qualify to get there as well. So we're all kind of in the same boat to that extent. And so we just know we've got to come out and play our game. And if we can come out and do what we're supposed to do, then we feel like we've got a good chance. And but really it's just about executing what we're supposed to do, control what we can, and hopefully the results turn out the way we want it to be.
Southwestern University head softball coach Angela Frobase. Coach Frobase and her Pirates will open up the 2012 SCAC Softball Championships Friday, April 27th at noon against Rhodes from Jackson, Tennessee. Coach, best of luck as you move forward through the SCAC Championships, and congratulations on a great regular season.
Thanks. I appreciate it.